So now the hypothesis. The hypothesis is that plastics release the EDCs, and the EDCs are everywhere, but they're in our food. And there are EDCs that are called obesogens, which actually increase our propensity to be obese. And we know that the ultra processed foods have increased levels of added sugar, which increases obesity, which increases our risk for cardiovascular disease, which could increase our risk for maternal mortality. And this is a particular risk for pregnant women at risk. And who are the pregnant women at risk? These are pregnant women who, based on their socioeconomic situation, based on their ethnicity, based on their race, based on inherent racism, may actually be at an increased risk for the effect of too many plastics, exposures of too many plastics, and too much ultra-processed foods, which is contributing to the maternal mortality that we see. It's estimated that obesity adds at least another $200 billion to our U.S. healthcare cost. And so it's kind of mind-boggling in that, could the answer be this simple? That what we need to do, we need to re-educate women, professionals, to the wisdom of natural and minimally processed foods. We know that these are not simple solutions, and I am not suggesting that it's easy, but we need to start somewhere. We need fiscal policies, maybe. We need to start taxing sugary drinks. We need warning labels put on the front of packages, potentially to let people know this is an ultra-processed food. We need to look at the food industry and see how we can reduce marketing of junk food and sugary drinks to our children and adolescents. We need to restrict the ultra-processed foods, the junk, the sugary choices that are in our school meal programs. We need to target and give subsidies and incentives to having healthy food options in grocery stores in underserved areas. It's been documented that there's a higher percentage of fast food eateries in Black communities compared to non-Black communities. It's been shown that we can make a difference, and that we need to give people options and not have them live in what's been classified as food deserts. And we need to consider as a society, as a government, as individuals, as citizens, whether we want to subject food industries and beverages to a certain degree of regulation because of the concerns that we are experiencing as a result of what we are exposed to and what we're eating. And so I That's it. I mean, that's my conversation. And the question is the U.S. failing women? And I think the answer is yet to be determined. I think for a lot of us, we are just understanding the magnitude of the problem, and that once we can see the magnitude of the problem, then we will start to identify areas that we can improve. And clearly, what I suggested was just my hypothesis, but we need more research. We need to figure out, is there any validity to what's been said and what can we do? And then the last thing I'd like to show is that for those that are interested in reading more or learning more, because I don't necessarily feel that I've done it full justice, highly recommended read on the Plastic Atlas, the food guide from the Ministry of Health in Brazil, and the Endocrine Society has put out Plastics, EDCs, and Health. And so people are aware, we just need to do better. Thank you.